The scripture reading today is from Psalm 139, verses 19 through 24. Oh, that you would kill the wicked, O God, and that the bloodthirsty would depart from me, those who speak of you maliciously and lift themselves up against you for evil. Do I not hate those who hate you, O Lord? And do I not loathe those who rise up against you? I hate them with perfect hatred. I count them my enemies. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Test me and know my thoughts. See if there is any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Thanks, Claire. Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. He is the Lord of lords. He's the King of kings. Pamela and I are excited to be here. By design, I mentioned Jesus first. Also, years from now, it'll be the last words I say from your pulpit or your chancel. Because we're going to stay focused. We're going to have a lot of great conversations. And we're going to see what Jesus has to offer. See who he is. Who he is in us, who he is through us, who he is to us, and what that means to those around us. As we love. As we love, defined by what's in here. There's a lot of voices coming at us these days. We're going to be, see, right on cue, voices. Yes, we do, hey, we plan ahead. That was on cue. Thank you. Perfect. That was awesome. So there's a lot of voices. Well, I won't make her do it again. There's a lot of voices coming at us. And we're going to see what's in Scripture. As perhaps we're the Bible people are reading, so we're going to show them the God we know, the God we worship, the God who challenges us. We're going to take a look at this text. We're going to kind of, over the summer, we're going to look at what does a transformed life look like anyway. So, and now, first-time believers, we'd love to, you know, if you don't know Jesus, we'd love to make that happen for you, that introduction. Those of us who do know Jesus personally, sealed by the Holy Spirit, called by God, what does that look like? What does that mean? What does that mean in our struggles? What does that mean in our anger? What does that mean in our joy? I mean, I'm not pointing at people. It's like, what'd you look at me for when you said anger? You know, it's like, what does that mean? What does that look like? Now, today, Psalm 139, oh, man, David's, he's, wow, what? What? Read that again. What? I mean, this is aggressive language. And then we're going to see, though, how David turns that back on himself. So we're going to talk through it a little bit, interact with the passage, and see what God has for us as we are approaching his table. Prayer, I'm going to throw out some quotes throughout the message. Prayer is exhaling the spirit of humanity and inhaling the spirit of God. Exhaling the spirit of humanity and inhaling the spirit of God. If we're going to pray, which we did, it was right, we printed it for you, thy kingdom come, what's that mean? My kingdom go. Ouch, right? If we're going to pray, thy kingdom come, we got to pray, my kingdom go. Right? More of you, God, less of me. More of you, less of me. I mean, what does... Whew, man, it was funny because we I shared the same idea at 8 o'clock. It's not word for word, obviously, because I do this. But and afterwards, it was like, oh, my kingdom go. Okay, I heard you. Right? I mean, that's hard stuff. Thy kingdom come, my kingdom go. What does it look like? Transformed life. Praying with that kind of transparency, that kind of intimacy with God, that I got to be like, look, I got to get over myself so I can be more about God. What does that look like? And notice David's language. God, let's just destroy the wicked. Ha! Now again, this is not vengeance. This is David making his commitment, aligning himself with God. He's like, God, look, your friends are my friends. Your enemies are my enemies. I'm with you. I'm all in. Because we'll notice later, too, he turns the language on himself. He says, you know, let's get rid of the wicked. Oh, and by the way, if there's any wickedness in me, let's take care of that, too. Because Father, in prayer, right? Father, I want you to know that you have me. And what does that look like? For the Father to have us. Growing with that kind of transparency, that kind of intimacy, where we are exhaling the spirit of humanity and inhaling the spirit of God. God loves. God is love. God loves. Right? Folks try to tell the church what love looks like. We know what love looks like. It's in here. Right? It's children. It's youth. It's adults of all ages. It's Jesus turning over tables while he carries a whip around. It's, you know, it's all love. What's the expectation? God's expectation, right? Perfection. Well, thank you. God demands that we are righteous. God demands that we are perfect. Because we can't enter the kingdom of God unless we are perfect, unless we are righteous, unless we are holy. Well, and God is always our and not or. God demands that we are righteous, and God makes that possible. We can't get there, but through Jesus, our identity, we get there. Through Jesus. So it is a realistic expectation because God puts it out there and then he makes it possible. He makes it necessary and he makes it possible. And then we have a message to share. Yes, Lord, defeat the wicked, destroy the evil, and defeat all wickedness in me and destroy any evil that is in me. Because I can't do this on my own. I can't do this on my own. And I mean, who am I? Nobody. Who am I in Christ? Child of God. Big difference. Big difference. So we're looking at transformed life. What does this prayer life look like? What does it look like for us to be transparent before God? How does that affect our relationships? What does it look like for us to be this honest before God? And what does that look like in our relationships? Know my mind, my thoughts, know my heart. God, have your way. Swing all the closets open. Clean house. Have your way in me. So you can have your way through me. Because we think, right? Okay, what God are we representing as we live our lives? As people read us, the only scripture they're going to read, maybe, or if they read us as scripture, how do our lives align with scripture, however you look at that? What God are we representing? What God are we introducing to other people? And does God know that we're absolutely 100% on his side? We're with him. The holidays and the holy days. Here we are to worship. And to see what God has for us. David, I mean, hearing the language, very rough language up front in this section of 139 that we're looking at. But we see how he's just showing God how zealous he is. God, I just love you so much that if you have enemies, they're my enemies. And I'm willing to do what I have to do. If you have friends, they're my friends. I'm all in. This is what we do. In the context of prayer, I don't know what your prayers sound like, but notice the transition as we look at the idea that discipleship requires discipline. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Test me and know my thoughts. See if there is any wicked way in me and lead me in the way of everlasting. Jesus, the transformation is not complete let's get some more work done today. If we don't finish, let's at least make progress today. I am this transparent. I am this available to you. Thy kingdom come, my kingdom go. Have your way with my thoughts, my desires, my heart, and lead me in your way that is everlasting. Through Jesus Christ, faith, sealed by the Holy Spirit, forever in the kingdom, spending time in the throne room, just worshiping God. Is this our prayer? Is this our journey? Prayer is the language of a person burdened with a sense of need. Prayer is the language of a person burdened with a sense of need. Lord, cleanse me. Lord, eliminate sin in my life. Lord, purify my thoughts. Lord, I open all my closets to you. Lord, have your way. What did Adam and Eve trip over? Original sin? Pride, ego, desire to control. Pride, ego, desire to control. What does God offer? Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Where are your relationships? Through prayer. Relationship with the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, which is putting thy kingdom come, my kingdom go. Pride, ego, desire to control. Father, Son, Holy Spirit, pride, ego, desire to control. And how intimidating is that? Okay, for me. Maybe you're all just like, duh. But for me, I mean, you'd have to ask Pamela. And Hera might even tell you a little, obviously Pamela and Hera, family, close family friends. So, but yeah, I don't always hit the nail on the head. Just saying, a little honesty. And what is my prayer life? Lord, more of you, less of me. And even friends, we talk about worthiness. We talk about worthiness. And for any of us, where does worthiness come from? Jesus. I mean, right? Can we agree outside of Jesus we're not worthy? I mean, that's just true. I don't feel worthy. You're not. I mean, I'm careful how you're not. But, right? I don't feel worthy. Right. Now you get it. Now you're on your way to worthiness. Once you realize you're not worthy, you can be worthy. Because who makes you worthy? Jesus. These are our conversations. This is what Psalm 139 brings us to in prayer. God, just eliminate evil. Evil who are your enemies and any evil in me. I don't even want to have any glimpse of your enemies in me. I don't want to be your enemy. Cleanse me. Know my thoughts. Know my heart. See if there is any wicked way in me. And lead me in the way everlasting. Prayer is complete intimacy and vulnerability before God. Thy kingdom come, my kingdom go. Lord, purify my thoughts. Lord, I open all my closets to you. Complete intimacy and vulnerability. Of course, we know if it was easy, everybody would be here. This is tough. You're right. You're stepping on all my toes. I can't back up fast enough. This is hard. We don't float. We don't just say, first church. No. We're going to impact our community, children, youth, adults of all ages. We got to live it. And then we bring others with us as we wash feet. Call that leadership. As we lead and wash feet, we bring others with us. We introduce them to this Jesus we know. We introduce them to this worthiness that we have discovered. We introduce them to the intimacy and prayer and a God who can take all your stuff, just bring it all, lay it all before the altar, just throw it on a floor, we'll sweep it up later, bring all your stuff, and God brings Jesus to it. What does that transformation look like? As we transform Hanover in the name of Jesus. And it's going to take babies and children and youth and adults of all ages to do that. To continue to do that. I'm not suggesting this is a new thing for you. I'm the new guy. I'm just plugging into what you're doing. And, not or, and there's more. And we're going to get there. Now, I'm not going to ask you all to come lift weights with me. I'm not going to ask you all to come to do kung fu with me and all the other stuff I do, you know, because I say, but we're going to figure something out, because there's not a connecting point that we can't discover and create for somebody to connect with us. I mean, look at how many of us there are and how many were here at 8 o'clock. I mean, you all have time and talent and treasure. You all have interests. I mean, look at all the connecting points we represent right here because of Jesus and the call of the Holy Spirit to take a break from holiday to have some holy day. We did that. Every one of us could be somewhere else today. Or we left something to be here, to go to something, go back. I mean, I know. I appreciate it. And we're going to see what God has for us. Disciplines will be fun to study in a Bible study or sermon series or something. We look at Richard Foster's list of inward, outward, and corporate disciplines. What does discipline look like? Because if it was easy, everybody would do it, so it's discipline. The inward disciplines, our own practice of prayer, fasting, meditation, and study. How are we growing in that? Our outward disciplines, what does simplicity look like in our lives? Simplicity, solitude, submission, service, all our favorite words. Submission. Ooh, that would be a good one to add to the wedding. Submission. Oh, that we'll put that in his mouth. Okay. And our corporate disciplines. Confession, worship, guidance, celebrations. This is who we are together. This is who we are to each other. Discipline. These are the disciplines that God makes available to us to do this work that He's calling us to do. This is how we grow in our intimacy with God and pray, learn to pray the way David's praying. God, I'm with you. Let's just conquer evil. With all the power and authority of Pentecost, here we go. Oh, and, you know, kind of get rid of the evil in me too. I guess I'll put that out there. This is our commitment to practice them, study them, grow in them as disciplines. A couple other quotes. There are moments when whatever the attitude of the body, the soul is on its knees. Whatever the attitude of the body, the soul is on its knees. Here's one, author unknown, and you'll know why when I throw it out there. There is a vast difference between saying prayers and praying. Ouch. Oh, there's a vast difference between saying prayers and praying. Come on, gang, right? No pretending. It gets real. Here we go. Whatever your prayers look like. I mean, we suggest different patterns. I think earlier, if you ACTS, every prayer starts with adoration, right? Worship. You don't start with a laundry list. You start with adoration, worship. And then confession. All right, you're God. I'm not. I'm sorry. Confession. And then ACT, thanksgiving. Thank you, God, for your love and your forgiveness. And then the supplication. And then the laundry list. Worship. Come and clean. Gratitude. Laundry list. The acts of prayer. ACTS. Hey, if you need that, you need that. If not, just throw it away. It's all good. It's all good. A person with God is always in the majority. John Knox, person with God is always in the majority. I tell you, our journey together is going to be profound. We're excited to be here. I'm excited. I mean, God has a reason for us to be together. I mean, there's a reason. I mean, I have a very unique and specific gift set. So there's a reason why I'm here. And I'm excited to listen and learn, to get to know, and then lead with you. I'm excited about who we have been, who we are right now, and who we have yet to be. For our babies, our children, our youth, and adults of all ages. Because the potential is right here, right now. And we go from here, and we go to where God has for us. I use this at one of our council meetings. I think it was this in June. I know I snuck in. Anyway, so peacock feather. Picture a peacock feather. So I two things. You balance a peacock feather on your finger two times. The first time, you balance the peacock feather on your finger, looking at your finger. And it, you know, whoa. The second time, you balance the peacock feather on your finger, looking at the end of the peacock feather. If we only see where we are, there will be imbalance, instability, and a little bit of chaos. Whoa, whoa, whoa. If we can discover and see and focus on where God is leading, there is more stability, more balance, more direction. I have a peacock feather. Feel free to stop by and try that for yourself. We're going to discover vision. And we're going to see where God takes us. All of us. All the generations. Together. Here and then into our communities. Wherever you may, you don't all live in Hanover, but we physically, we're in Hanover, so Hanover and beyond. We're not going to limit what God wants to do. We're not going to limit what God wants to do. So as we celebrate National Independence Holiday, we also then realize our complete dependence on God through Jesus. So nationally, yes, Happy Birthday America and First Church. Happy Identity Day. Absolutely perfect and worthy and on a journey with and because of Jesus Christ. So we know where we are, and we're going to discover together where we're going. Because God is here, and God is intentional about His children and His church. The body of His Son, Jesus Christ.